This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. It's a fact that a carved pumpkin won't last long, maybe a week. K-State horticulturist Ward Upham covers some of the basics for extending the life of a pumpkin and explains why decorative pumpkins aren't used to make pumpkin pies. Ward, we are definitely in pumpkin season, either for Halloween or also for just decoration. A lot of uses for pumpkins. What are some of the things that we really need to keep in mind?
Well, when you're picking out your pumpkin, make sure it wasn't harvested too early. And the easy way to check that is to use your thumbnail to see if you can easily penetrate that skin. If you can, it was harvested too early and it's not going to last. It's going to rot relatively quickly.
And we know when we get to the cooler weather, that is good for pumpkins.
It is. That may help them last a little bit longer. But there are other things we can do as well. For example, applying a light spray of wax like you use on cars will help cut down on moisture loss, and that will help them last a little bit longer.
So you just rub that in?
Yeah, just spray it on, and then if you want to go ahead and shine it up, you can do that as well.
Also, when we start doing the carving, if we do that, don't expect your pumpkin to last too long.
Yeah, maybe a week. That'd be about the limit of how long it's going to last. And so you may want to buy your pumpkin earlier just so that you have a good selection. And then don't carve it until right before Halloween so you know it's not going to shrivel by the time it hasn't done its job.
Yeah, sometimes you get the nice-looking scary phase. It starts to kind of sink in, but maybe not what you're looking for if you're going for the more decorative pumpkin.
That's right. That's right.
Also, there is the inside, and there are some things that we can do with that as well.
That's right. So a lot of people like to save the seed and then go ahead and roast them. So what you do is you pull the seed out and let it dry, separate from all those little strands, and then you can roast them on a cookie sheet for 10 to 15 minutes at 350 degrees. Now, a lot of people like to salt those. And so one of the ways to do that is just soak them in brine. And you make the brine by combining 2 tablespoons of salt for every 2 cups of water. So 2 tablespoons of salt, 2 cups of water. Add the seeds, bring to a boil, and simmer for 10 minutes. Drain, toss with a tablespoon of olive oil, and spread on a cookie sheet. And then bake at 400 degrees for 20 to 25 minutes. And then check the seeds during the last 5 minutes and remove when done.
There's probably a technical name for it, but the stringy, juicy stuff inside, anything we can do with that?
No, there really isn't. As a matter of fact, when you're talking about pumpkins, a lot of people think, well, I'll just clean that out and make a pumpkin pie out of it. Decorative pumpkins do not make good pumpkin pies. They have special pumpkins for that. They're called sugar pumpkins. And they're going to be smaller, and they're not going to be a bright orange. But they have a thicker wall, and those are what you want to use if you're going to make pumpkin pie out of pumpkins.
And if you want to try and grow a pumpkin on your own, I'm assuming that's maybe something more for the next season?
Yes, it certainly is. And the thing to keep in mind is those vines go all over the place. So you're going to have an awful lot of room if you're going to consider that. So if you still want to try that, one of the tricks is to plant a little bit later than normal. What you want to do is have those pumpkins mature fairly close to the time when you want to use them. And so normally what I tell people is to plant them about the middle of June. Normally we plant things like squash about May 10th, May 15th, right around there. So this is about a month later. That way they're going to escape a lot of the squash bug problems, as well as you're not going to have to figure out a way to store them until you're ready to use them. And so about mid-June is usually when I suggest people plant pumpkins, if they're going to plant pumpkins.
If we're talking about just for fall decoration, are there some other gourd squashes that we can use?
You could. I mean, there are a lot of decorative squash, but a lot of people grow butternut squash instead of pumpkins because it makes a filling that is just like pumpkin pie. And a lot of people prefer it. They actually think a butternut squash pie is better than a pumpkin pie. And so that's a little bit easier than growing the sugar pumpkins because you can use those butternut squash for other things as well.
Planting dates will be about the same for something like that?
That's right. So you're planting about June 15th.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with information on keeping your pumpkin longer and growing butternut squash to use for pies. More information can be found at extension offices across Kansas. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.